The opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Good Living Show. I'm Michelle Thomas. We're going to talk today about a great topic. We always have the most interesting guest, and today is no exception. And you never know what's going to happen here at our show. Unfortunately, our guest will be calling in because she's stuck in traffic. We all know what that's about. So I would love to welcome Joan Garbo. She is a geriatric care manager, and she's going to talk to us today about not only what a geriatric care manager does, but kind of all the professionalism that goes along with it. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you.
I am so sorry you couldn't make it up here to the station today, but we're going to have a great show anyway. We're going to ask the questions we wanted to ask. And I know it's a little different when you're sitting in your car talking to a cell phone than it would be here, but we're going to work on, you know, making that connection with each other and getting all the information out there. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I'm sorry I have to be parked in my car and I'm not there in person, but we'll act like we're in person, okay?
That's right. We will get through it. It's on the radio, so nobody knows really whether you're here or not. They would have never known had I not told them. So anyway, I figured if there was some kind of glitch, I'd let everybody know first. All right, Joan. So let's talk about let's talk about you in general. Joan Garbo, you are a master's degree in social worker, right? You're a master's degree in social work, if I can get it out. And you are a geriatric care manager. Talk to people about what exactly a geriatric care manager is and kind of what they do.
Okay, great. So my background is clinical social work and case management. And so a geriatric care manager, or we also call ourselves aging life care managers, because we really are the experts in aging and aging well and helping elders and their families solve any problems they're having, managing care, medical issues, complex needs, and problem solving, overlapping issues that just become too stressful and overwhelming often for families to figure out on their own. So most aging life care managers or geriatric care managers come from a clinical background, either in nursing, social work, or some kind of healthcare field where they've really gathered knowledge and expertise in the care of aging adults, older adults, or adults with disabilities is also a group that we work with.
All right. I am so happy, I have to admit, that we have changed the name a little bit, because I've been in this industry for about 30 years, and the geriatric care manager has always been one of those terms that people almost, you know, shied away from, because one, you know, although we're all aging every day, people didn't want to be classified as needing a geriatric care manager, one. So I think the aging life is so much more, one, friendly term, but also describes a little bit more about kind of where we're at.
Definitely. And so so we recognize that in our field and really rebranded the name of our profession to Aging Life Care Managers. And we have an association, a national organization called the Aging Life Care Association. And you can go to aginglifecare.org and read more about our organization and how we really set ourselves apart as the people to help in these situations. To be a member, you have to, by the way, you know, meet a lot of criteria for being licensed and certified and worked in the field for, you know, extensive period of time to even belong to our organization. So anybody who's really looking for this kind of assistance should really check out our website and do a search there to find the right kind of person. And there are different levels of our organization too, I want to mention. I'm an advanced professional member, which is the highest credential you can have. And we follow a code of ethics and standards of practice to really set ourselves apart as the experts to help families. So, but you're correct. Nobody likes the word geriatric, quite honestly, and it's really a medical term.
Right.
So we changed the name. And when I'm working with older people, you know, I know that they don't like being in, you know, classified that way. There are lots and lots of older people, older adults who are doing really well, but they might just have a few issues that they need help with, or they need help with planning. And that's another thing that, that care managers do. We take a very proactive role to help people with their aging process, with planning and knowing, you know, what the resources are available to them and how to move forward.
You mentioned something really, something that we hear a lot lately, a lot of buzz around, if you will, a lot of people talking about, and it's so pertinent. And you mentioned aging well, and I think wellness and aging well, and even the word aging in some cases is being looked at as a term that, you know, maybe we're going to move away from and more look at wellness and things like that. But, you know, I think as people age and as this new group comes on, there are things that you can tap into this life manager, if you will, aging life manager, in early in the aging journey, not just when it comes to a crisis with health and clinical, but just navigating through even some, you know, downsizing and things like that. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think that people that I think are most successful with aging learn to, you know, embrace some of the things that are going to help them, you know, stay well and stay fit. Things like, you know, that we all kind of should be doing and all know, you know, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise. But what's become really important and out there in the media lately too is making sure that you're social and doing things that are mentally stimulating and you know, preventing loneliness and isolation and thinking about the future and planning, like I said, even just planning to downsize at some point, not waiting until, you know, you're 90 or 95 and then say, okay, now's the time to clean out the basement and the attic.
Right, right.
let's be proactive and plan ahead and put yourself into a situation where you can access those things of increased, like I said, being socialization, stimulation, doing interesting things, keeping active and healthy.
It's funny that you would, there's two things that I really want to dig deep in as much as we can in the next, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. One was the social isolation. So I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about something else that you mentioned as we talk about, you know, waiting until you're advanced aging to kind of go through the things and clean out the basement or clean out something. Even talking to not only my parents, but my in-laws, you know, my mother-in-law had this huge storage unit full of stuff. Advanced age, was not going to get back in that storage unit. My husband kept talking to her about, you know, why don't we go through this stuff together so we can pick out the things that were meaningful to you so that I can have it. And, you know, and I know what was meaningful and I can pick out the things that are meaningful to me. But, oh, she wouldn't have it. She wanted to keep all of the stuff in there, keep everything in there. And his sister and he knew that the next time somebody opened those boxes was going to be when she was gone. So kind of convincing. And I know right now with my parents, oh, I hope they're not listening, but then we go through kind of that with them to say, you know, we've got this storage unit and, you know, they always talk about how many tubs are in it. And I'm like, well, what's in the tubs? Can we talk about what's in the tubs? And my dad's like, well, there's stuff that I know you'll want. I'm sure there are some things that I'll want, but I think it would be more meaningful for both of us to go through them together while they can still talk about it and share their memories with me versus me, you know, looking through it when they're gone saying, oh, I wonder what this was or I wonder what that was.
You know, sometimes I'm meeting with clients and the reason they want to meet with me is to talk about housing and moving and assisted living options, mm-hmm. And different communities they might move to. And, you know, for anybody in Fairfield County, you probably are aware, just driving around, there are lots of new assisted living communities being built. And I think that's clearly because of the opportunity in our area with the aging population. But moving out of a home that you've been in for a very mm-hmm. long time can be sometimes the hugest barrier to moving on in your mm-hmm. your elder years to a better situation to live in for yourself. The other thing an aging life care manager does is help with all the other ancillary resources that are available to seniors. And one, when we're dealing with, you know, moving and downsizing, is there are specialists that help people mm-hmm. Do this called senior moving specialists. And so I will help connect with those resources because, yeah, how can an older person go through the sorting and, you know, getting rid of things on their own? It's very hard. And adult children have jobs and lives and are busy on their own. So if you can do some of it with your aging parents, that's a nice activity to do, but it can be a monumental task and very time consuming. So there are people that help do this.
Well, I think in that sense, when I was talking, maybe sometimes people just need that little nudge, and hiring somebody like you where the family can sit down together, you can kind of give them a roadmap. And I know you have a kind of a different approach, and I want to talk about your approach on dealing with the, you know, kind of putting everything together and then making this, you know, plan, navigation plan for your clients. So let's get into your approach a little bit and what you would do with the family and the initial assessment and then moving forward.
Oh, great. So what I do is whenever I'm seeing a new client, is I do a home visit. And I do that for a few reasons. One is that I want to see how this person is living, what their home is like, what's important to them. I'm doing an assessment of how they're managing and functioning in that environment, and I'm looking at accessibility and safety. Mm-hmm. And then it's really a social conversation about, you know, what's your health like, and tell me about your family, tell me about your profession. I ask a lot of questions, and it's like a puzzle for me as a care manager to really look at a lot of different aspects of this person's life. It's a very holistic approach to do an assessment with a client and then really figure out, okay, what is needed here? What is the problem and what are the solutions? Right. And then we work on what the solutions are and what the resources are to solving whatever problems that they might be encountering or issues that they want to talk about and are concerned about. Sometimes the elder has certain concerns and questions, or really none, feels everything is fine. And other times their children have their own set of concerns and questions and problems that they want to discuss. And as a care manager, that can be sometimes the problem that you're addressing is the difference of opinion in the family about what should be done or what kind of assistance is needed. So, you know, a care manager really looks at the entire picture and then helps to come up with solutions and problem solving with the family and the client.
And I definitely, you know, like how you talked about the holistic approach. When we look at holistic, we are looking at the whole picture, the whole body, the whole environment, everything that kind of goes along with that. And you did hit it right on the head. So, you know, you've got many dynamics going on. You've got adult children who also could be raising their own young children, dealing with parents in that sandwich generation. And then you've got the, you know, people who want to hold on and want to keep not only physical things, but independence, and don't want to, you know, admit that, hey, I may need some help here. Things are moving slower than they used to. Joan, we are here with Joan Garbo. We are going to take a really quick break right now and get back into what Joan does, her approach, and then kind of what the steps would be if you're thinking I might need this aging life care manager. So, Joan, we're going to be right back and with the Good Living Show here on 1490 WGCH.
When my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, his doctor told us that he would soon need care and attention. They also told me it's important that I have support and not be Colin's only caretaker. We found a wonderful solution here in Fairfield County for both of us with Osborne Home Care. Their in-home personal care staff is specially trained to care for people with all forms of memory loss. And Hope, the registered nurse case manager from Osborne Home Care, is so good at anticipating his needs. She is also ready to help if his care plan needs to be adjusted. It's exactly what we both need to manage Colin's condition.
Osborne Home Care is an affiliate of the Osborne, the area's premier senior living community. Visit osbornhomecare.org or call 888-9-OSBORNE for more information. Osborne Home Care, Connecticut, license number 0000933.
All right, we're back on the Good Living Show here with Michelle and Joan. Joan is an aging life manager here in the Connecticut area, and talking about what aging life care managers do, what their plan is for you, how they can approach different things, and really help in situations of both, you know, things seem to be moving along great and oops, there's a bump in the road, to things aren't going so great and we need serious intervention. So welcome back, Joan. Sorry we had to leave you on that little break, but it always helps me get my thoughts back aligned and things that I wanted to say. I hope it did the same for you.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So let's get back into, we broke, you know, right when we were talking about this holistic approach to looking at both the children, the client, and all the aspects in between. And then after we talk about that, I don't want to miss the social isolation, which I think is a really big topic that we need to be talking about. So let's go back to your holistic approach and go into the actual, you know, assessment, meeting, and talking to the families and to clients.
Sure. So, you know, sometimes I'm doing just a consultation with a family in their home to talk about what's been happening and what the concerns are, and really looking at the whole picture. Other times I work with people more ongoing, and sometimes over a longer period of time, where I really am their care manager and I'm going to help coordinate and manage all aspects of their care or medical care, or daily schedule of what's going on. So sometimes I'm bringing in home care resources for a client. Sometimes I'm going with them to medical appointments and making sure there's really good communication between their doctors, making sure medications are being taken correctly, things like that.
Now, this could be a great service for certainly somebody that's local to take a little bit of the, you know, going to medical appointments, but certainly somebody who's, you know, family's living miles and miles away, to know that there's somebody here navigating through that and helping mom or dad kind of, you know, work through what's going on.
Definitely. A lot of my clients are long distance adult children, but honestly, even adult children that are local, people have very busy lives with their careers and their own children. You mentioned you could be raising your own children and then taking care of elderly parents, trying to get to work. It's quite a burden for some people, and they need that extra help from a professional to really balance everything. And so I say, you know, the elderly person is my client, but so is the family. And if I can alleviate the stress that families have, then I know I've done my job really well.
I can also imagine a spouse. One spouse may be, you know, well, and another spouse may be declining. You know, what a great help to that spouse to have somebody kind of work through all this while we always talk about that caregiver that, you know, exhaust themselves, you know, providing the care and going to medical appointments and doing all the things that need to be done for somebody else. And then we find that their health declines because of that. So what a great resource to somebody who has a spouse that maybe has declined.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, elderly couples are some of my more complex and challenging cases, quite honestly. People that, you know, have lived a long time, and now their one spouse might have more of an issue than the other, or they both do. I mean, I've had clients where husband and wife both have dementia or Alzheimer's and are really not doing well together because one takes care of the other in these situations. But when neither can do those things or kind of plug the dam, as I say sometimes, then we really have a lot of trouble happening. So trying to solve those problems are complex. Or even elderly couples that want to move to assisted living but have very different needs, when one might have medical needs and be more physically challenged, another might have more cognitive impairment or dementia. Mm-hmm. And finding the right place for them can be quite a challenge for families. So I really try to help make the right match and help people narrow down those kinds of community resources or facility resources that they might need.
I think that's vitally important.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to mention, too, that the caregivers in families, spouses or adult children, really we have to focus on them because people do get highly stressed, overwhelmed, and burdened mm-hmm. by this role that can go on for years and years. And so we really, those of us that work in this field, try to really help the caregivers know they must really focus on themselves and take care of themselves in the process.
I think what you said a few seconds ago about helping people kind of work through all the resources that are out there. I know that we just talked about this a couple days ago, not to mention, you know, you said the new assisted living and senior living options that are coming up, they're, you know, building everywhere. But home care agencies, you know, we were talking the other day in another meeting, there are 165 home care agencies within 10 miles of the Greenwich area, serving Greenwich, Stamford. So that's 165 options out there that can get incredibly confusing. And then when you talk about, you know, places to live between farm to table and, you know, all these terms that are out there, what is most important? What a great resource to have somebody already navigate through that, know your needs, and then say, okay, here are four rather than 24 that really fit your needs. Let's go look at them.
Well, exactly. That's what an aging life care manager can really do for families, is take what's very overwhelming in terms of what's out there in resources to narrow it down to what is right for you and what are the right or best resources to help you with your particular problems or your unique needs. You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and so I really know all the places and all the resources, and I there are so many home care companies, just like there are many assisted living communities now in our area. And you can't just Google, you know, how do I take care of my aging parents and get it all figured out for yourself. You will be just as overwhelmed. So an expert like me can just really hone in on how to solve whatever's going on and how to plan for the future.
I always say that this, you know, networking within this, you know, the space is so important to find out, what's out there, who's out there, what we can do. And you've already done all that networking. So it's nice to, you know, tap into those resources. Before we get any more time, because in a couple minutes, I'm going to get the 1 minute warning. And I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, Joan. So can you give us a website and a phone number? And we'll also link it back to our website so people would be able to get a hold of you, especially if they have further questions or things that they want to talk about.
Yes, thank you so much. So I work with clients throughout Fairfield County. You can find me through my website, which is Joan Garbo, JoanGarbow.com.
Okay.
And you can send me a message that way and connect with me. And then I also want to mention also the Aging Life Care Association website, aginglifecare.org. And you can find a care manager really in any area of the United States. Let's say you live here in Connecticut, but your parents live in California. You can find a care manager there who has the credentials, like I mentioned. So I use that as well sometimes when I'm trying to help relocate a senior that needs to move closer to their family.
Awesome. Well, so Joan Garbo, your name, .com, can reach you on the web. How about any other platforms, phone number, social media, anything you want to try to get people to reach you out?
Oh, sure. My office number is 203-894-1155. And you can also find me on Facebook, Joan Garbo and Associates.
Okay. Well, I'm starting to get out more of the social media because it seems that people like my parents do use Facebook quite a bit. So that's great that they can find you on Facebook as well. So we have got just a minute left, and I want to say thank you so much to Joan in some unconventional situations for having such a great show. We will be back in 2 weeks here on the Good Living Show and bring you more great information. So we'll see you back in 2 weeks.
You're listening to the station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
House testimony, Trump reaction. I'm John Trout. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is on Capitol Hill for testimony in the impeachment probe. Vindman is the first current White House official and the first person to listen to Trump's